Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
So my name is Willie, founder of Crack Snacks. I started this back in 2019 and I'm doing this full time.
Awesome. And you live where?
I live in California, Southern California.
Awesome.
Orange County.
So just tell us more about your business. Like what exactly you do and how you got the idea for it.
Yeah, sure. So we at Crack Snacks make very low sugar confections. We hand make something that's very similar to a Butterfinger bar. We call it our peanut butter caramel crunch. It's a hard toffee mixed with peanut butter, and we hand cut it. We hand enrobe it in chocolate. We also have something called the Aloha Caramel. It's our version of a Samoa Girl Scout cookie. We turned it into a candy bar. And basically our mission with the company is to just make healthy eating taste really good. I was on keto for about 8 years, and throughout that time I just tried everything out in the market and nothing just tasted good. I was just like so disappointed every single time, and so I just kind of had enough, and I thought, you know what, let me try this out.
Awesome. So would you say that your ideal customer is somebody that happens to be on a keto diet?
Yeah, so that is our main target audience. So people on the keto diet who's been having a hard time satisfying their cravings. Typically, when you're on keto, you're eating a lot of protein and fats, and so you don't get too much sweets in there. You can have some fruits, things like strawberries, some types of berries that might be low in carbs or low in net carbs, but typically you're missing out on some really good sweets. And so that's kind of where we come in. We have the taste and texture of like real candy, but you can have it and you could still stay in keto. But we're also diabetic friendly as well. So we actually have a lot of clients who are diabetic.
That's awesome. So in terms of your business today, is it mostly retail, food service, e-commerce, Amazon? Like what are some of your biggest channels?
Yeah, so we're mainly a direct-to-consumer brand. Our main business is done through Shopify, but then we just launched on Amazon in December of 2023. So it's been about 5 months and we're growing pretty quickly there. And we're also in about 90-something stores as of today.
Oh, awesome. And are those stores in California or where are those stores located?
They're just spread out throughout the U.S. They're mom-and-pop natural grocery stores. So think of like a Whole Foods, except on a smaller scale.
Awesome. So what is your main focus for this year? Are you focused on scaling up the D2C channel, Amazon channel, or retail? Like what are you really focused on for 2024?
So we're still focused mainly on growing our direct-to-consumer business just because the margins are there. It's a lot healthier margins than trying to go through the wholesale and retail route. And so we're still committed to direct-to-consumer. And our main priority this year is to really just increase that sales volume. We have a lot of costs, which most of them are fixed. And so I feel like I have the groundwork in place for us to just continue to increase the sales and to hopefully achieve a much higher profitability.
Awesome. So in terms of channels for D2C, like what are some of the best channels for you? And how have you, I guess, gotten in front of your potential customers to this point?
We started off on Etsy, actually.
Okay.
We got pretty lucky where in the first month of being on Etsy, under just like the generic keto search term, we popped up on the first page of that, and we were able to get a lot of traction that way. And then I just kind of converted the customers from Etsy directly to our Shopify store, which is cracksnacks.com. We actually used to be called Keto Cracks, but we rebranded as well. And yeah, right now just kind of getting the word out there about Crack Snacks organically just through different events that we do, but we also run paid advertising as well.
Awesome. So how do paid ads convert for you? There are certain channels that are better for you, or like what's been like the most effective advertising strategy thus far?
So we've been using Meta ads. It's been okay, not ideal. We of course want to get away from using paid advertisements as being like our main source of traffic, but yeah, Meta has been working well for us. Google, we need to spend a little more time to build that out, but I do think there's a lot of opportunities there once we do build it out.
For sure. And then what about like TikTok, for example?
Just about 2 weeks ago, we kind of got a strategy and a team in place for us to really capitalize on TikTok. TikTok, especially with TikTok affiliates. I know that's a channel that's been working really well for some brands, and it's still relatively early for food and beverage. And so hopefully can get in while things are still good there.
Awesome. So in terms of like your customers, right? Once somebody comes and buys from you one time, how do you measure customer lifetime value for your customers?
Just through Shopify. I don't do anything too in-depth, but trying to constantly increase the lifetime value of our customers, just continue to provide them more value and more education regarding not only our products, but also keto and anything health related, because our mission as a company, it really is to help people live their happiest, healthiest lives. And I feel like lowering the amount of sugar that people have can have a pretty big impact on that. Yeah, we just track it through Shopify, but hopefully through email marketing, through Klaviyo, we can continue to drive that up.
But do you offer, for example, like subscriptions or things like that?
Yes, we do. And yeah, we do.
Yeah, because I feel like that's definitely a channel. It's like, especially like for your product, right? If somebody's on keto, they probably need it every month, or they would have to like reorder every like certain amount of time. It's like that. And that's the good thing about your category. It's not like a shirt that you buy once. You need to have it every month, especially if it's a good tasting keto product, which, as you said, and it's true, there aren't many out there. So it's awesome that you guys can leverage that.
Yeah, definitely. And I completely agree with you, because ours is a consumable product. There is a much higher likelihood that someone is going to subscribe. But I think we jumped the gun a little bit too early, in the sense that we need to show our customers the true value of our products first before really trying to push the product, let alone push the subscription. I feel like we kind of skipped the step by trying to push the subscription a little bit too hard when we haven't done a good enough job conveying to our customers that of why they should even purchase it in the first place. Right. And so trying to kind of resort that out. But yeah, we do have subscriptions in place.
For sure. So it's more so like saying, okay, like buy this product, love this product, you know, get as much value from this product first. And then if it makes sense, let's say, okay, you guys can subscribe and save. But as of now, it's not like, yeah, I mean, like essentially they should buy the product once, try it out, and then go from there.
Yeah.
For sure. So I guess like for you, right, like you mentioned, obviously retail is not a huge focus, but is that something that you're focused on like in the future? And if you are, is it more so like a Whole Foods channel, or even like a channel of like a C-store, like a convenience store? Like where do you see your product sitting even like in a few years from now?
So ours is still, there is a premium price on the product just because of the inherent, the ingredients that we use. Allulose, our sugar replacement, but it's very expensive. It's multiples more expensive than sugar. We use pretty high quality ingredients. We use organic cocoa butter, organic cacao that comes from Ecuador. And so just the ingredients themselves are pretty expensive. And also we hand make everything right now. So that's also pretty expensive. When we do get to retail or kind of push that a little bit harder, it is going to be the Whole Foods types of stores. So out here in Southern California, places like Gelson's, Lassen's, Lazy Acres, Mother's Market, those types of stores is where we would start. Other than those channels, we're actually looking to target semi more non-traditional channels. So for example, like food service, getting into like universities and colleges, getting into offices that kind of prioritize health for their employees. Those are the places that we want to target first, because not everyone's targeting those channels. So there's less competition. And I feel like the margins, if you get into the right places, I feel like it's a little bit of an easier battle than trying to go the traditional natural grocery route.
Are you looking into getting into maybe like gym chains, for example, where people like are actively working out and need like a snack, you know, after the, like their workout or before?
That's a great point. So I did try before, but I didn't try hard enough. And so that will be definitely another channel that I'll look into.
For sure. So obviously now in 2024, many companies leverage high level technology like AI. So do you guys currently use AI? And if not, where do you think that it could add value for your business?
Mainly when it comes to copywriting content on our website, I feel like that's the easiest place where, so I'm not the best writer. I was always really bad in high school and in college. Writing was not my strong suit. And so I leverage some basic AI tools such as like ChatGPT. So I'll come up with either a subject or like a paragraph, but I can't condense it into an effective way. And so I'll just ask ChatGPT, hey, just write this in a more efficient and effective way. We also use AI for customer service, for portions of it. On our website, when you look at the bottom right side, there's a little chat bubble. When you talk to it, it can help you answer any questions that you may have. And if it can't, then it'll actually go directly. It'll be elevated to my actual executive assistant who helps out with a lot of the day-to-day things for Crack Snacks.
That's cool. I feel like the customer service one is something that I think more and more people should leverage, especially like with your product. It's so unique and people, I'm sure, have lots of questions 24/7.
Yeah, you know, and we tend to get the same types of questions as well. And so that shows us that we're not doing a good enough job of answering those questions on our website or in other places. But yeah, since it is a lot of repeat questions, those are things that can be easily automated.
For sure. So what would you say is like the biggest challenge that you currently face in your business?
It would have to be sales. So sales as well as improving the conversion rate of our website. And so for sales, it's just finding other ways that can bring relatively inexpensive traffic to our website, or things that don't quite require large upfront investment. So meaning basically if we can work on a commission basis with like large influencers or basically TikTok affiliates, where right. The only real upfront fee is us sending them samples to try and the shipment cost. But after that, hopefully it's just more of a commission cost for us, because we are self-funded and so it would be good to bring in traffic that we don't have to pay for unless we actually get that sale, essentially.
Are you guys working on that now? Like, have you been talking to influencers about this?
Yeah, so we do have one influencer that we've been talking to. Luckily, a good friend over at Good Journey Donuts, Christopher. He knows her social media manager. And so we all had a chat, and hopefully we'll get something rolled out within the next month. And so we still have to figure out the details, but I think that's going to be a good way to bring us a lot of traffic and a lot of eyeballs to our brand.
That's awesome. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
Oh, man. I guess it depends at what stage someone is when they kind of start their business. For me, when I started, I had a lot of time and I did have a cushy job. And so that kind of put me in an interesting scenario where by having a good paying job, it was actually really difficult for me to leave and to do this full time because the downside risk was so high. But if I could tell myself one thing, it would have been just do it earlier. Because I would have been a lot further along than I would have now. But a more general one, just kind of not looking at all circumstances, like an advice that might apply is that, so I used to be a perfectionist. And so I would take so much time just making sure that the decision I made was the right one, just looking at everything, every single way. But you can't be perfect and that'll just kind of hold you back. And so what I've learned from just through trial and error and from a lot of other people is that get it to where it's maybe like 70 or 80% good enough. And then you can always iterate down the line, because you're trying to wait for it to be perfect. That's going to hold you back in a lot of ways.
Yeah, that's really good advice. And I think in terms of like from that perfect thing, ultimately your customers will tell you, right? So if it's like sometimes you're like, oh, like I need to like taste this way or have these ingredients. But if you just put it out there in the market, your customers will tell you, hey, it should have this ingredient or it should taste this way. But that's the best feedback they'll ever get from people that actually are buying your product and trying your product.
Yeah, exactly. And that's actually something that I'm still learning the hard way right now too, which was the product, getting that customer feedback is so important for you to actually have a successful product and a successful business. What I'm learning is that if you have a good enough product, it's just so much easier for everything. If you have a product that's not great or amazing, it's an uphill battle to try to sell it. it won't really sell itself. And so that's where we're constantly doing R&D and we're taking a lot of that customer feedback that we've gotten over the past few years. I was kind of slow to move on this, but from a lot of the feedback that we, based on our reviews or just feedback that we get from Amazon or just even our own Shopify store, we see that the dark chocolate that we use is a little bit too bitter. And so I wasn't moving quick enough to resolve that issue. But I think once we fix that, our product it's going to be a lot easier for us to continue to grow the brand by just having a better product.
For sure. Yeah, 100%. I always say building like, a great product will sell itself, because if you have like even 100 like diehard fans that they'll tell their friends and family and share organically, I mean, that's the best. I mean, and that's how, all of these like huge companies like have grown over time.
Right. It just starts with the core audience or core group that just love your brand, love the product, and they'll just word of mouth, right?
Exactly. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for Crack Snacks?
So at the moment, we have about 10, a little less than 10 SKUs, but they're all very similar products. And so what I would like to do is within the next year, get our own facility, expand the product SKUs. So expand, just venture out into different types of confections. So maybe make like a candy that's very similar to like a Snickers, just things that aren't quite out there in the market yet. Because what I've noticed in a lot of the keto spaces or even like protein bar spaces, it's that all of it is just slight variations of each other.
Right.
Nothing's really like groundbreaking. Or for example, like in the health and wellness, like in our category, there's a lot of imitations, but either done poorly or there just aren't good imitations of the real things yet. And so what we're trying to do is recreate a lot of the things that the bigger brands just won't really touch yet. For example, like our peanut butter caramel crunch, there's nothing really out there on the market that's similar to it. And so we want to find other things like this where it just hasn't been done yet. So we can kind of supply that need for people who are diabetic or keto or even vegan or just people who just want to reduce sugar in their lives.
Awesome. And that's amazing. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media, I guess, best ways to get in contact?
Yeah, so the best ways would be just come directly to our website. It's crackedsnacks.com. That's crackedsnacks.com. Or you can find us on Instagram, same handle, TikTok as well. We're just getting started on there. But yeah, that's another way to reach us.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you. All right, bye.